Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. But will it be your pleasure when I'm done? I have unleashed the poet within, and I have a poem to share with you before I bring my guest on, and I hope he will forgive me for this. But we are going to visit later on, as soon as we get done here, with Dr. Patrick Michaels. If you'll remember, he has been with us before. We're going to talk about climate change, and I always think I got to throw in something about the Green New Deal. So here it is. Put on your Cat in the Hat hats, okay? The Green New Deal meets Uncle Sam. I do not need the Green New Deal or our liberty it wants to steal. Restrictions and mandates are the plan. Your Green New Deal destroys our land. I do not like this Green New Deal. It is a scam on Uncle Sam. I cannot and I will not swallow your plan. It is not good for Uncle Sam. I do not like your Green New Deal. I do not like the way it feels. It is too hot. It is too cold. The Green New Deal just can't be sold. I do not like this Green New Deal. It is not a bargain. It is meant to steal. Come on, AOC. Get real. The Green New Deal restricts the land. There is no green, only brown land. No fuel, no coal, no warmth, just cold. No jobs, no food. Your deal must go. The Green New Deal, it just ain't real. The Green New Deal has no appeal. I will not use the electric car. It cannot take me very far. There cannot be no high-speed trains. The solar grid, it is sure to drain. Our pocketbooks are empty now. Oh, how we miss our gassy cows. I would not have it with a dim. You cannot trust a lot of them. We do not think it makes no good sense. Now, AOC, we're not that dense. The Dems do not live the Green New Deal. They do not. If they did, they would squirm and squeal. We would watch them throw conniption fits, because they are just big hypocrites. We may pass it, you may pass it in the House, but our president, he ain't no mouse. He would feed it to his shredder. Your Green New Deal won't make America better. We do not like your Green New Deal. We do not like your deal of green. It might be new, but it's dark and mean. Because of this, you must now know. Your Green New Deal, it has to go. Now, that was just me being silly, and I hope everyone forgives me. I rushed through it pretty fast. But today's show is going to be real, and we're going to talk about some things with climate change. We're going to talk about things that are going on. In particular, once in a while, I like to throw in the Green New Deal. But Patrick Michaels is back with us to discuss just that. We're going to talk about climate change in general. And if you'll remember, he is a lukewarmer. And after watching him on Mark Levin, I had to have him on the show. And I think this is his third time on the show because I enjoy him. I enjoy his wisdom and he has a little bit of a sense of humor too, and I enjoy that. So we welcome back Dr. Michaels. And he's the director of the Center for Study of Science at the Cato Institute. And I hope you forgive me, Dr. Michaels, but I had to throw my Dr. Seuss Green New Deal in there. How are you today?
I'm great. That's very funny. Hey,
we need to perfect it a little bit.
We need to do something a bit technical here that I didn't do before. I have two different handsets, and one of them will sound better than the other. Does this sound okay, the one I'm on?
Okay.
Does it sound okay?
I'm hearing you okay. I'm having a little equipment failures, too, so we're just going to have to muddle through today.
I'm going to switch you to another one. You tell me which one's better, okay? Ready?
All right.
One. How's that?
Oh, you sound far away.
Okay, good. We go back to this one. Great.
All right, there you go. There you go. You know, it's a wonderful world, this technology, isn't it? Are you there, Dr. Michael?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay. Okay, we put in a new piece of equipment here. I should say a new used piece of equipment, and we've been struggling to get it perfected the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if it's your phone or if it's me when I hear it clicking, so just blame it on me, okay?
No prod. So.
All right. Go ahead.
How are you with this Green New Deal?
You know, I don't really like this new Green Deal.
No, it's like green eggs and ham.
It is kind of like that, isn't it? You know, I get a big kick out of these folks, and we laugh about
it. I do too.
And but you know, this was a question I had down for later in the show, but I'm just going to ask it out here at the get go. They take it quite serious, and they get very angry. And if they can't debate you on another topic, all of a sudden they bring it up. Oh, and you're a climate denier, too. And it's like, where did that come from? I was watching one of the talk shows the other night. I watch them all night long. That's why I'm a strange and insane person. But they were discussing abortion, a totally different topic. And, of course,
right, and then they moved. And then when they start to lose that argument, they move to the climate change argument.
She did. And yep. And it was like I'm blinking and I'm thinking it was a slang we used when I was a kid. Well, what did that have to do with the price of eggs in China? I mean, that came out of nowhere. It had nothing to do. But she was losing her debate with Miss Owens. And there it went. They were done.
Yep. I think it's in the Soros talking points playbook. If you don't like what you're on, call somebody a climate change denier, and then because they're not experts in the field, you can probably, you know, make them look bad. Well, that's never been tried with me, I can tell you that.
Should we bring AOC on and see what happens?
Oh, I would. I would so much love
that.
Just have a 10-minute live on C-SPAN with AOC. That would be such fun.
You know, all of them I guess that's a little bit generalized, but the majority of the Democrats, in particular, we're going to pick on them. There are Republicans, too, but the majority of them that are running for president, they keep throwing out these absurd statements that have no validity, and they have nothing to back it up. They have no money to back it up. And it's just like, it's just going to, you know, like AOC would say, like we'll just print more money. And that's their way of thinking.
But you know how we're going to do that, as she would say? We'll just make more banks. My God.
And we're going to put them in the post office.
Exactly. Can a person be that, I hesitate to
naive?
Use the word. Naive is the nice word. We'll leave it at that.
No. She really infuriates me, and so do some of the other others that are running. And I pick on the women because I can. I am a female, and some of the things that they say makes me ashamed that they're even talking and trying to represent my gender. Of course, now there is no gender, but you know.
Aside from that, putting that aside, the fact that Mr. Biden is the default is really a tribute to the ideological vapidity of this part of American politics.
I keep thinking, I just shake my head, no, he's no way is he going to be their nominee. There's just
I'm pretty sure, not completely sure, he will also be their loser.
He will say that again. My side clicked out.
I'm pretty sure if that turns out to be the case, that he is the default option, he will also be their loser.
Oh, I think you're right. I think they're going to lose big. We're going into a break. I'm not going to take calls right now. We're just going to chatter back with Dr. Michaels and listen to our phone and our equipment click. And then we'll take calls after the next segment. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Dr. Michaels and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Patrick Michaels. You know, Patrick, when we were going in the break, we were talking about Vice President Biden. And, you know, he was a senator. He did win that. And he did win when he was vice president. But he's never won very many races that he's been in. And I can't see him being their nominee. I have watched some of his rallies. And he makes... I'm stumbling around now, so I really don't have any room to talk, but he can't hardly complete a sentence or a thought. And I don't know if they're feeding him some of these lines. We do know that he likes to plagiarize. We do remember that from back in the day. But I just can't imagine, especially with the cloud that's over him right now with his son in China, that they would possibly even consider making him their nominee. But, of course, he's a Democrat, and Democrats can pretty much do anything. Republicans cannot. But I just that just blows my mind. What do you think on that? I kind of got your opinion on Biden, but what do you think they would pick somebody?
I think that that will be perceived. He will be perceived as... Hillary Light. I mean, he comes from the same political lineage. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how Hillary Light is going to do very much better than Hillary Heavy, frankly. So I would personally love to see this go forward. I'm not so sure it will.
You know, they said in the last week or two that he has taken a lot of the youth votes, the young people, from Bernie Sanders. Well, Bernie Sanders might be scaring him away because he, you know, he came out of the closet as a millionaire, and he says, yeah, if you write a book, you can be a millionaire too, so I'm working on that. But he came out of the closet like that, and he really upset a lot of his base. But I've been watching some of these rallies. Now, obviously, I don't see them all, but I don't see any young people in the rallies for Joe Biden.
No, no, no. They're too busy living in their parents' basement.
Well, that might be the truth. Well, they came out of the basement for Bernie, but they're not coming out of the basement for Joe.
But so, anyway, we should talk about the latest climate change news.
Let's do that.
Here's today's story. IQ scores, intelligence quotient scores, are dropping. Mm-hmm. And therefore, an NBC News article out today blames global warming. Huh? So that's a really cool argument because it means
that's how the brain got fried, huh?
If you move from New York to Miami, which is what many people with money in New York do eventually, that means you get stupider. It means if you drive from Washington, D.C. to Richmond, you get dumber. How can that be? Now, I realize that the logic is somewhat persuasive because to people in Washington, because they think they're the smartest people on earth. So if you move anywhere away from there, you can't be as smart as they are. But this argument about IQs are dropping because of global warming is just a tribute to the modern hysteria. It actually, you know what, Beth Ann? It is a tribute to the fact that IQs are dropping.
Well, I have noticed that many of those that are screaming climate change seem to be dropping in the IQ department.
That is amazing. Back when I was teaching at UVA, I began my climate change and public policy class, or global warming and public policy is what it was called, I would ask the students to name a topic, anything, and I will say, I can relate that to global warming. I can make that connection. And, you know, the old point of logic is, if something explains everything, it actually explains nothing. Because it can't be tested.
That's true. Very true. I watched something, and I may have discussed this with you the last time. I'm not sure. I know I did with Daniel Turner. But they had a young woman they were interviewing here a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
And she was not going to have any children to save the planet. And I mentioned to my listeners, I said, now, let's just go along with this. Say this is truly what we need to do. And everybody in the world, not just in the United States, but everybody in the world decided not to have any more children. And we're going to say the age would be 70, 80, 85 years. You know, maybe the one in my gene, because my grandmother lived to be 102, gets the 100-year mark, you know. The last person passes. And we saved a planet. For what?
Exactly.
For what did we save this planet?
This strikes me as the flip side of the Jimmy Jones revolutionary economic suicide coin. That was what he exhorted his followers to do as they drank the Kool-Aid. Here we're doing revolutionary gynecological suicide. It just takes longer. It ain't going to happen, number one. And number two, the people who do it, once they're past childbearing age, may be somewhat regretful of what they did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I imagine they will be.
I grew up in the first wave of ecological insanity. And I remember I had a colleague in graduate school who had a vasectomy because it was like the thing to do. And he wound up being very, very depressed and had a very hard time after he sort of kind of realized the mistake he had made.
This young woman looked very sad, very pitiful. And
yeah, well,
I was telling my husband that, and he goes, well, she has no hope. They're putting their hope in things that really don't give you any hope. And it's, you know, it was really kind of pitiful to watch her make this commitment. And I'm thinking, you know, the logic is,
unless she does something or has something done to her surgically, she can reverse that commitment.
She can.
So that's
but
okay.
I was just putting that out there as they are serious. They really, this, it's almost like it's like a religion with them. And they are following this.
You know, I'm sorry.
It is. It is a religion.
In any discussion, the truth lies in the adverb. What's like have to do with it? It is.
Well, that's my AOC impersonation. She always says, it's like you know, we're going to die. We're going to die in 12 years. Like, so, I was throwing a little bit of that in there. But, you know, she's backing up on that 12 years now.
Say again?
She's backing up on that 12 years. She said she didn't mean it literally.
Oh, that's so funny. I saw that. Of course, she meant it. She didn't know what she was saying. And now, it was just a joke. I really didn't mean it. No, she meant it. It's obvious.
She meant it. Oh, yeah.
And if she thinks that she can somehow unhang that weight that she stuck around her head with her 12-year thing, that political weight, she is unelectable. If the Democrats were smart, they would primary her out because she's just a dead weight around that party.
She is, and so are a couple of others that have really been pulling the party down. It's just been a mess. The only good thing is watching Nancy Pelosi sweat because she can't control the freshmen. She can't control
the
youngsters.
No, she can't. She can't. And it's now I realize we're straying far afield from climate change.
Yeah, but we'll get back there because global warming's caused us to stray. So
exactly. That's why we have lower IQs, so we're talking about AOC. you have to be one to know one. Here's the thing. I agree with Nancy Pelosi, that the president is trying to get impeached because he knows it's a political win for him and it will throw them out of the control of the House of Representatives. And the foolish ones, the AOCs, the woman from the middle of Minneapolis, all these folks.
Omar? Okay.
Yeah. They are going to push for this to happen. Let them have it, because they will reap what they sow in a very short number of months.
They are trying.
They
think they're making a name for themselves, and watching them ruin themselves with self-pride is pretty astonishing. It's kind of amazing. We're headed into a break. We're going to talk about climate change. We're going to get back on topic. 877-895-5410. And Patrick Michael is ahead. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty, plus Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Dr. Patrick Michaels. We're going to get back on task. He and I've, it's my fault. I'm supposed to be the leader here, kind of all over the place with the politics of the day. But it does always come back to this one argument, at least with the left. They always want to throw this at us. And we try to, at least I do, and I think Dr. Michaels does as well, we try to put logic to it. Now, we were talking about AOC and her her statement about we're going to be gone in 12 years. I don't know. She pulled that number out of the air is what she did, and now she can't get out of it. And so she's trying to do that. But when she was saying this, the sense of it was illogical anyway, because if we were going to spend, it was almost like extortion, we have to spend trillions of dollars to save the planet, or we're going to die in 12 years. That's kind of like a gangster, isn't it? But if just the United States is the only one trying to save the planet, and China's not making any improvements, and these other countries that are abusers of the environment don't do any improvement, how's that going to save it in 12 years? How is our trillions of dollars going to save it? It's not. Am I correct on that, Dr. Michaels? It's not anyway.
Yeah, well,
but
you know what she did? She probably glossed over some press releases about a United Nations report that was commissioned by the same folks who put together the Paris Agreement, which was what would be the effects of warming over 1.5 degrees globally. And because the Paris Agreement has that as an aspirational goal, a scientific team, and I use the word science in quotes, scientific in quotes, because I never heard of any of the people that put together that report, that they were called together to produce a report that says it would be horrible if it warmed a degree and a half, more than a degree and a half. Well, the only problem is that it's already warmed a degree, or very close to that. And, you know, for that 1 degree of warming, in the developed world, life expectancy has doubled, and per capita wealth has increased 11-fold. To think that somehow, if it warms up another half of a degree, that all that's going to reverse and go downhill, and there's going to be massive extinctions, et cetera, that's not even childish. That's infantile. And how AOC could look at those press releases and not apply a small amount of critical reasoning is a tribute to her Boston University education.
Wow. Well, you know, the fact that she does
really,
this
that's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. I'm trying to...
in international studies and could not grasp the fact that the developing world, which aspires to be like the developed world, is experiencing similar increases in life expectancy and personal wealth as it's getting warmer. How could she not connect the dots and say, wow, this thing I read is really stupid? You know, she could have made a name for herself as a liberal young Democrat. She stood up and said, hey, I've been reading some really dumb stuff, and we've got to stop, you know, getting ourselves addicted to this.
I think addicted is the right word. I think that's exactly what's happening. They are addicted to this, and all of them are they all could do a better job of sorting through the facts and the nonsense and trying to make some logic out of it.
Unless
they don't do that.
Unless this NBC article that I'm reading today is correct, which is that global warming is lowering people's IQs.
Even if it's just a part of a degree or a full degree, you know, we must have really got dumb here in Missouri, because last week on Monday it was in the 40s, and by Thursday it was 90 degrees, so we were really struggling. But, you know,
welcome to life under the jet stream. You know, people don't get it. They interpret, they say, weather extremes. When you're on the north side of the jet stream in the transitional seasons, like late spring, it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're on the south side, it's warm. And guess what? It tends to be about over your head in late spring in the central United States. And so it's going to be either really warm or pretty chilly.
Or really cold.
It's not climate change. It's reality.
It's not. We call them seasons, but... But then, you know, I'm one of those nasty deniers or lukewarmers or whatever you want to call me that doesn't go along with the spending of the trillions of dollars. And as I said in my monologue, my silly little monologue about the taking of the land, you know, some of the things that they want to do are just absurd, and they will not help the land or the property. They will not help industries or manufacturing. In fact, they will do the opposite. They will harm them. And we were talking earlier last week about the wind turbines, you know, because of alternative power. We want the alternative power, but they're sticking these wind turbines where they're not going to do any good because there isn't any wind. They have a large mass number of them in Alaska. Well, when it's cold, they don't turn, but they got government money to put them there.
Yeah,
and
well,
wind turbines.
You know, it's interesting that the Euros are beginning, particularly the Germans, are beginning to see the folly of these policies. And they realize that they really can't rely on wind, and they sure as heck can't rely on solar because, A, one, they're pretty far north, and so the sun angle is low, and, B, it's nighttime half the time. And so they are actually building not just coal-fired power plants, but lignite coal, which is the one that produces the most carbon dioxide per unit electricity, in order to make up for the fact that their renewables don't work, and they decided to shut down their nuclear plants because of the Fukushima accident, which is so funny. I mean, the Fukushima accident was a bizarre mistake, and no reactor in Europe, no reactor design in Europe could possibly ever have an accident like that. But, no, let's just turn them all off, and gee, now we got to build some coal-fired power plants. What a joke.
Yeah, they went all cold turkey, literally, and then they
couldn't
afford
cold,
it.
Boy, I tell you one thing, they have a really cold winter over there one of these years, and there's going to be a lot of discomfort, I'll tell you that, because they're not going to be able to warm the place up. They don't have the energy stream that's going to work.
Well, the thing about the United States in particular is that we have the different topography. We have the different natural resources. No state is the same. And so what might work in one state, if you want an alternative power source, will not work in another state. Now, there's places in Alaska, obviously, is one that the wind turbines are not going to work. But there are places in the U.S. that they will work. There are places in Missouri they will work, but there are places in Missouri they will not work.
That's absolutely correct.
And they've got to put some sense to it, and they don't even try to do that.
Yeah, but the question is how cost efficient are they?
And they're not.
When you look at the, you know, when people say we can produce X percent of power based by the wind turbines we have, that assumes a 100% use factor. In fact, use factors on wind generally run about 20%. So you have this machine that's got a rated capacity of so many kilowatts per machine. Mm-hmm. That's its rated capacity if it's running all the time. You have to multiply that by about 0.2 to get what it's actually going to deliver, and that's not very much, and it's expensive, and it's ugly.
And we looked at some of that, and I'm going to talk about that when we come back from the break. They never do pay for themselves if they're done outright. We pay for them. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and Dr. Patrick Michaels, and I will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Talking about everything, but we are settling down here on climate change and the different things with the power grids and the different alternative power sources. We were talking about wind turbines when we went to the break, Patrick, and we were dealing with this a week ago because one of my sponsors, which was on last week, he had seen these wind turbines, a whole farm of them, so to speak. It takes up a lot of land. And he got to questioning as to if they pay for themselves, and if they do, how long it takes. So I went to my alternate power source, which is Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. And he did some investigating with it, and he said, well, it gets complicated. And I said, I'm sure it does, because it's government controlled right now. But because of what the property costs, as well as the government is paying people, so you and I are paying people to put these up on the property, or else the government takes the property. It's, you know, one way or the other. That they pretty much never, will never pay for themselves. And the irony to a lot of this is, those big, huge wind turbines, they need steel and they need coal. So you can't do away with everything just to have an alternative source of power.
Well, that's correct. The other thing that people are not talking about is the longevity of a wind turbine.
Mm-hmm.
They appear to have been largely overestimated. and so it looks like they last around half to three quarters of what they were forecast to last.
Oh, wow.
And then there's the nonsense which the Commonwealth of Virginia is about to engage in, of putting these things out at sea in this massively corrosive environment.
Wow.
along the U.S. Atlantic coast, which is subject to really substantial winds, but way too much wind for the turbine, from northeasters and tropical cyclones and things like this. That's about the most expensive form of electricity there is.
I had not heard them wanting to do that.
Why the folks in Virginia are seriously entertaining doing this is beyond me.
They must be getting some government money to do it.
Well, they're virtue signaling. Virginia is a swing state.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if one portion of that swing is energized by the fact that it's saving the planet, well, yeah, maybe they'll be a little bit more enthusiastic about voting to keep on doing this stuff. But it is a true waste of resources. And, you know, when we're running large deficits as a country, maybe this is not the best thing to do.
You know, the fact that they don't look into other aspects of this, such as you can't do away with coal and have wind turbines. If you're going to make something out of steel, you're going to have coal. And that's just a fact of life. And these wind turbines, they do kill birds. They try to de-minimize that topic. They don't want to talk about that. But they do kill the birds. But I'm thinking out at sea, just the salt air itself is going to destroy them pretty rapidly.
Yeah, that's the point. It's an extremely corrosive environment. I don't get how they think these things are going to maintain themselves. But the whole issue, the whole climate issue that we're talking about, Bethann, is the virtue signaling issue. Mm. You really can't do very much about the trajectory of the Earth's temperature unless you want to completely deindustrialize society, and that would be an absolute abject economic disaster.
I almost feel that's what they want at times.
Yeah, but because you really can't do anything about it, then the only thing you can do is virtue signal. So let's put some offshore wind here so that the people in Virginia who are on the left side of the spectrum can feel that they're politically empowered and that they're doing something, even though they know they're doing nothing. Let's put these solar panels here, even though the sun's below the horizon half the time. These are nothing moves except feel-good stuff.
We have come out with reports here in the years past where they want to outlaw the burning of wood, which, you know, a lot of people do that yet, especially in rural America. They still use wood for heat. And they wanted to do away with that. They wanted to do away with, of course, the nuclear plants. We're not building any more of those. We have a huge nuclear plant here in mid-Missouri. And, you know, they go on and on with these things. And I sometimes believe it is exactly what you said. They do want to do away with our manufacturing and the production in this nation, which what makes America great, that we can do that. And that we've always had these natural resources, an abundance of them, and yet we don't want to use them. We just want to squash them and put them away and live like, you know, I know we get in trouble for saying things like this, but live like a third world country, you know, where we just become a service nation. All we do is say, you want fries with that? Well, we're not going to last
there's
very
another
long.
Side of this coin, this wood-burning coin that I don't know if you or your listeners are aware of. Which is the Euros have decided that there are no emissions, net emissions, if they go and have a bunch of folks in the United States Southeast chop down their trees, put them into shredders, which turns them into wood pellets, put those wood pellets in a boat and sail it all the way to Europe and burn it in a power plant. And they say that is zero emissions. That's sustainable. That's renewable. Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, it takes 75 years for the tree to grow back. But that's the level of logic that our virtue signaling has now come to. that we're going to deforest the eastern United States so that Euroweenies can burn our trees and claim that they're not having any carbon dioxide emissions.
Well, I guess if you shred them up and burn them, they don't do anything.
It's an amazing story. Anybody who is amused by this ought to go Google Drax, D-R-A-X, D-R-A-X. That's a power plant in Europe that is burning American trees.
I am going to do that.
We send across the ocean. Oh, my God.
You know, there's so many things that we could have gone to today. We're going to have you back one more time. I tell you what, I just really enjoy you, Dr. Michaels. I enjoy
you. For sure, Beth. And by the way, I am not with the Cato Institute right anymore. I'm now with the Carbon Dioxide Coalition. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. We appreciate Dr. Michaels and so many others that help us stay informed and keep us going the straight and narrow direction with logic. Because, you know, it really does take all of us to bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSE Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.